welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted live from the Improv. We got a packed house here tonight. We are going to have a fun show. We have the future Bellator champion Bubba Jenkins
in the house.
Record of 9-2, right?
10-2, sorry.
10-2. 10-2. Give me all of them.
All of them were hard to get. Give me all of them.
Well, not all of them. I've seen some of them. as well as Tyler Bo is here.
What's going on, you guys?
Funniest comic from Oregon. I want to thank our sponsors, Decipher. It's a company created to help you optimize your life. People, I've been saying it for weeks now. Decipher is the lifestyle firm designed to help you make your everyday life easier. They specialize in individualized consulting designed to help you maximize your potential. Call for strategic advising and support, whether it's for helping short-term focus goals or for coaching or long-term career management. Among other services, they offer life coaching, mental coaching, contract negotiations, and personal advising. Not sure your needs fall into their realm of expertise? Only one way to find out. Call them today at 1-888-731-COACH. That's 1-888-731-2622. They also have a book, an audio book called Decipher Life. D-I-Cipher Life is their newly released audiobook, now available for download. If you truly want to make a difference and a positive change in your life, you need to hear this book. You can download it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, or directly from their website on decipher.com. I recommend this book to everybody. It's fucking hilarious. I'm telling you. Check it out. Also, use the code ROASTED for 10% off if you want to for all life coaching. And I want to thank Tip a Fighter. Tip a Fighter. Listen, fighters are underpaid. They're working 3-4 jobs, 5 jobs, 6 jobs, okay? It's bullshit. We got to get
bullshit.
These fighters more money.
So more
go to
money.
Tipafighter.com.
Here.
Fighters, sign up for Tip a Fighter. By the way, if you haven't noticed, the Greg Wilson. Where were you? Why are you late?
Because I have a real problem.
All right, thank you. All right, that was.
I can't be on time. I know what time.
But it's a live show. We have people here waiting for you.
I know. I'm terrible at my job.
All right, thank you. That's great. At least that's the weirdest excuse I've ever gotten in my entire
he's
life.
He's real about it.
That's very
he's
real.
That you was, know, because I'm outside of the party. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
This is complete reverse psychology. Normally, you're supposed to say, I'm so great, blah, blah. He goes, I suck, and then I'm confused. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. So anyway, I'll talk about my week. I'll start off my week. I was at the Improv last night. It was Adam Devine, Chris D'Elia, Dane Cook, then me. Second time I followed Dane in 3 days. It was a fun show. It's fun. It's crazy, though, because whenever I go to the Improv or the Laugh Factory or even the store, I always like have to bring my A game because I'm like, man, if I bomb, I might not see the stage for a while, you know?
That's true.
Whereas the other guys, like, they're doing big theaters or movies.
Right. They can just walk in, get right on anytime.
I can't wait for that time in my life. That's what I'm so looking forward to. Not that I'm going to fuck around, but I can't wait to not have that pressure
right.
on
no,
me.
Right. No, absolutely.
You know?
They're relaxed. They don't care. They can fuck off. Like, oh, sorry, you know, network star.
Yeah, I can't wait to just have that.
But the pressure's good, though. It always makes you make sure you're on your P's and Q's.
It does. It is. Yeah. It
if you're
definitely
not having the pressure, that's, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining, but thank you.
It's tough, though, when it feels like every time on stage is a job interview.
Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah.
And plus, I got the check spot, which, if you don't know, comedians, that's the worst spot.
That's
when they drop the checks. So you're on stage telling a joke. Everyone's looking at how much they owe, and they're looking at you going, is this worth it? Okay. thing worse than the check spot was when I used to get the ice cream spot. I used to work at kids' parties, right? Little kids.
Oh, this is terrible.
And Stand Up New York, or The Stand now, and all of a sudden they would drop 75 ice creams at the same time. Kids would go ballistic, and I'm trying to tell a joke. And I would...
I'm trying to tell a dick joke over here, you guys.
Yeah.
You never want to get the ice cream spot. That was
the least important thing to them in that room at that time.
Yes.
Well, as far as the pressure goes, now you know what his fighters look like.
What are you talking about?
Well, how we feel as far as fighters.
Because you're always like,
every fight is a pressure fight. It's our interview for our next fight. You know.
But in Bellator, you have a little more.
Whoa! You cut that shit out.
You don't
you
think
cut that
like,
shit out.
Like you think if you lose once in Bellator, you can get cut versus once in the UFC?
There's people that have lost once in Bellator that got cut. Absolutely, I beat some of those guys up.
That's true.
And some of them, it's like if you make it to the second round, we'll bring you back. If you don't, you're done.
Yeah, I hear.
And that's happened to a lot of people.
By the way, MVP, who was on your card, dropped out of the card. I'm annoyed about that. But he got replaced by Gilbert Smith, who's a good fighter. Yeah. You know Gilbert Smith, right?
Absolutely. Didn't tough you coach? 17. Yes, I did.
You think he's got a shot again?
Who's he fighting?
He's fighting that guy, the Mexican dude that was supposed to fight MVP.
Should be a good fight.
Should be a good fight. Yeah.
You heard him, the Mexican dude that was supposed to fight MVP. How do you think that makes that guy feel?
Fernando. Like, even something. Getting,
even now, the other guy disappeared. He's now the main thing. He's
well,
still
it makes
the
him
other
feel
guy.
Good because he went from being the other guy to now possibly the favorite.
The Mexican guy.
Fernando something. Yes, Fernando. You know what I'm talking about? Fernando.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I just, you know.
Yeah. So then,
Fernando.
The other guy.
So
yeah,
I got bad news. I got in a car wreck yesterday. That was the worst.
Does suck.
Totaled my car.
Wow, bad one.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Well, it's a Prius, so it wasn't that bad of an accident.
It was a Honda Civic.
It was a technical upgrade.
Thank you. I wish it was a Prius. So that was I saw Jake Ellenberger yesterday at my show. Jake's doing great, by the way. It was really cool seeing Jake. If anybody who's listening thinks that we have beef, no. But Jake said, "Listen, Adam, I don't want you to think that I just stopped coming to the show." I'm like, "Yeah, I think that because you stopped coming to the show."
Why would I think?
And
that?
He was like, "You know, Adam, I don't want you to think I just kind of abandoned you." Yeah, I think that because you totally abandoned me. But, you know, he had to focus on his fighting. I've been off, you know, since I've been dating Gina, I've been completely off Tinder. And it's amazing how much time I have saved.
So your jokes are better now?
My life is better. My life is better. However, sometimes she's not getting, like for Saturday, we're going to, I got her tickets for, what's that, the flying show, in Vegas, where the people fly.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil. So I was like, "Hey, I got us tickets for Cirque du Soleil. It comes with a suck and a lay." And she didn't laugh at all. So that was, that bombed miserably. It was just like, I'm like, "All right, I'll be here all week. Try the veal." That was rough.
Performing live in your living room. Here he is.
So, but we are going to see Cirque du Soleil on Saturday in Vegas.
Which one?
We're going to see Zoomanity. Have you seen
it? Okay. No, I haven't seen it. But I hear it's good.
Probably got animals in it and shit.
No.
People dress like animals.
Is it really? I heard it's like the sexy.
I don't know.
I think it's like the sexy one, they're saying. It's supposed to be like very.
And it's
Valentine's Day. And
Yeah.
I wanted to go see the Beatles Love, but I saw it with the ex-girl, and I made the mistake of telling her I took the ex-girl, so she wasn't having
that.
Yeah,
you fucked up, man. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was.
I took the ex-girl, but don't worry, babe. I'm going to use the exact same idea on you, but I'll change the show name.
You're special. Yeah.
The last one was a love one. Let's just go to the sex one.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to see Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil, but the only thing about Michael Jackson is, like, the whole time I was thinking about him being a pedophile. Like, yeah. It's hard to spend $100 on Valentine's Day thinking...
Allegedly. Allegedly a pedophile.
If you weren't black, would you think he was a pedophile?
Allegedly.
I love that.
If I wasn't black?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that ain't what I am. I am black. Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly a pedophile.
But that's like the only five-syllable word that every black guy knows.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
That's a good one.
Is it four or is it five? Allegedly.
Well, I was going to say child support, but that's four. But
and that's two words.
That's two words. So there was one. Actually, it's funny, though, because being in a new relationship, you forget certain things when you're single. Like, I had forgotten that arguments don't really end. There's just a huge intermission between the arguments. Mm-hmm. And then the argument will get brought up during another argument. Like we'll be talking about something, and I think the argument's over, and 3 days later, she'll be like, "Yeah, well, that's because you said I was too loud." I'm like, wait. And then I can't even defend myself. I'm not prepared. My hands are down. It was a sneak attack.
Listen,
a lot of sneak
welcome
attacks.
Welcome to where married man, fiancé. Finally, you have grown up.
Here's the metaphor I use. I use every relationship has at least one or two arguments. It's almost like a boiling pot of water. It sits on the back burner, and it gets turned down to simmer every now and then. But that pot can be turned back up to high and instantly boiling at any point when another argument flares up.
Is that what happens?
Maybe it's an ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Maybe it's some other
issue.
It's
a great analogy.
But that argument is always there. You can put it down on simmer, but it's always going to be there. And every now and then, just...
Women don't forget...
Damn.
They just don't forget.
Damn. All right.
We don't fight.
Really? I'm not sure if she's alive.
Most people doubt her existence, to be perfectly honest. Most people do.
Likes it that way.
Can I tell you? I do. I don't want anybody to know. I don't want to share her with anybody. She's too good. But here's the thing. If you want to see her, she actually came on stage with me for comedy.tv.
Wow.
She came up and was the victim for my subway map routine. And the woman editing the show was this lesbian. This is a true story. And when the lesbian was editing the thing, she said to the producer, who's a good friend of mine named Eric, she goes, "Can you believe that pig did this to that sweet girl?" And my producer buddy goes, "That's actually his fiance." And she was like, "No, she isn't." And he was like, no, they're engaged. She's like, "No, there's no way she would go out with him." And to this day, she refuses to believe that we're involved.
Nice. I mean, and then so do I.
That's what I'm saying. It's a very commonly held belief.
But that's good for you. That's good for you. So that was crazy.
I got one.
I was talking to my friend about Tinder dates, about how, you know, I was letting the girl always choose the date, which is a mistake.
That's a stupid mistake.
Because they would always pick the most sushi, yeah. And then you meet the girl for the first time,
what
and
are
then you're
you?
Just like, you're like, fuck. You're like, this is $100 and someone I'm not going to talk to ever again. You're already kind of in a bad mood.
Yeah, if I was a girl and you let me pick the date, I don't care if I like you or not. We're going to get some lobster, straight up.
Really?
Straight up.
Like
yeah,
red
absolutely.
Lobster or good lobster?
Is there a difference?
There is.
Hello?
Red lobster is like the special lobsters. It's like the lobsters that didn't get into the good lobster school.
On Sunset or Melrose.
It's the community
Beverly
college of lobsters. Yeah.
It's so the food
for very,
less.
That's very true, but it's I love red lobster.
I so do too. On the road, it's a consistent choice.
So what I was doing after a while on Tinder, I was telling the girls at the end. I was telling the girls, all right, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go for coffee. That's a pretty safe. You're gonna at least blow at least $5. Not gonna. But the only problem is that after the dinner dates, if you liked them, you'd hook up. You can't get a hand job in a Starbucks parking lot. It's very hard to pull off.
Technically.
have you ever
you
got
can't. I don't think in a Starbucks parking lot.
You can dry hump in a Dunkin' Donuts.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh. I haven't. So, where was the worst place you've ever hooked up with a chick, Greg?
The worst place? Almost all of them is an equal tie. Almost all of them.
But where was the least classiest place you've ever had sex?
I mean... Oh, you know what? I got jerked off on a, on the roof of a parking garage.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, I was, we were all coked up, and I remember going, "You ready to see me come?" And she goes, "Into this jacket!" And just like threw this jacket at my dick.
You came on her jacket?
Came on her jacket.
Nice.
It's her little souvenir.
Bubba, what was the worst, the most?
Probably that one time I got kicked out of school.
Nice.
I wasn't in school.
What was it, grade school?
Can neither confirm like nor grade. Deny.
Oh, when you were 17, you got a blowjob?
Yep. I got a blowjob in a parking lot adjacent to the school after school hours.
Nice.
How bullshit is that suspended me off school ground?
That is, Tyler, you?
Allegedly, that happened.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Me too, allegedly.
That's right.
This is
allegedly
this is,
a jacket was thrown at my penis.
This is a crazy story. I'll make it super quick. I got a handy in a bar bathroom, but they were... But they were like one or like single stalls, you know, with like locking doors. And we're in there for so long as in this club. And all of a sudden, after everything's over, I notice it's like crazy quiet. I open the door, and we as soon as we come out of the bathroom, it's like they had like locked up the bar. They had closed up
they closed
the bar.
Down.
Wow. We were in the bathroom that long. The alarm's going off. I try to get out the front
door. How long does it take you to come?
I'd had
or convince
drink.
Her or and something.
It was actually, a bar mitzvah. That was
the child turned 15.
We were both of legal age. Anyway, we got locked in a bar and this girl freaks out. She calls 911 and she's like,
what?
Calls the police and is like, "Oh my God, we're locked in this bar and the alarm won't stop going off." They called the owner of the bar. The bar guy comes in. He's like, "How the fuck did you guys get locked in here?" And I'm like, "Exactly. How the fuck did we get locked in here?" Somebody closed up the till, counted the money, set the alarm, and didn't check the bathrooms. Anyway.
Probably the worst place, when I used to work on cruise ships,
You know, that sounds like a very good place.
Well, you weren't allowed to hook up with the guests. You like they were.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I would go to the top of like the boat, overlooking, and then try to get handies from girls. Like hey, or like I couldn't.
I'm the king of the world. Yeah.
but like it's hard to convince a random girl to give you a handy over like looking in the ocean because you think you might throw her off. Like, who is this psycho? Maybe this is my thing. You know. So plus it was like security cameras that would go right into people's rooms. So I was like you could watch people on the boat at like on like Channel 2 or something. So I was always worried someone was going to see me get a handy on like the fucking security cam like in their room. That would have been awful but kind of cool.
How often did this happen?
A couple times. Anyway, so oh, by the way, the guy that I hit in my car.
Yeah.
So I rear-ended this guy and he was like, "What do you do?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm a comedian." He's like, "Oh, I try being a comic." He starts telling me jokes. I'm like
"Welcome to Los Angeles."
And your ass should have laughed.
It never
Welcome to Los Angeles. That's the worst.
So, anyway, Emma, how was your week? What's going on with you, Greg?
It was a good week.
You won on Denver.
I won on Denver. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, that was good. Job. And
that's a good job.
Yeah, I also won in the little numbers pool, you know, when you pick the boxes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I also won that one.
Yes.
And then, but I lost in my, I was in second place going into the Super Bowl in the playoff fantasy league. And then I lost. Slipped right off the podium.
And how have the shows been?
Can I tell you something, though? I got so fucked up.
Really?
The next day, I had to watch the Super Bowl again because I couldn't remember the second half.
Wow.
I was like, what happened during this? I remember we Broncos won, and I celebrated, but I don't remember.
Is that that picture you posted on Facebook? You were like, this is me in the morning?
Yeah, I just woke up like this. Yes.
Wow. Now, where were you getting fucked up? At a Super Bowl party? Or?
Yeah, Super Bowl party. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. And nobody told you, like, Greg, slow down? Or
maybe they did. I don't know. I don't
obviously not convincingly enough.
Yeah. No, they were all right along with me, okay?
Okay.
I wasn't the only one getting... We were raging at this party. So
whose party was it?
Some friends of mine, you know, my non-comedy friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why your ass didn't get invited.
Trust me. I would not want to have you babysitting him at a fucking
party. I don't need him being embarrassed for me at a party with my own friends. Greg, you're being so loud. You aren't sitting over there. It's like, it's our party.
No, I wasn't at the party, but I still heard him. and Bubba, what's going on with you?
Man, just training hard. I'm focused on the fight, focused
that's
on
this right.
guy.
Bubba Jang is future world
right.
champion.
That's right. That's right. Just been in the gym, man. I'm running a lot. I've done 25 miles since the 1st of February, so... We're putting the real work in.
Now, who is at your gym? Is anybody emulating what this guy's doing?
No, not really. I'm not really worried about what he's doing as far as like his whole strategy goes. I think the Jordan Parsons fight, my last fight, was more dangerous than this fight because of the tools that he brings. Gaiotti is more a submissionist in a sense that like you're not going into this fight thinking you're going to get knocked out or something.
Dude, you got to be careful.
I don't like the sound of this at all. I'm not taking him seriously.
The most important thing is
I'm looking right past him.
That's not
what I can't wait for the next fight. This guy's a joke. I don't even worry about what I said at all.
Kevin Lee got dropped by a jiu-jitsu guy.
That's not what I'm saying at all. That is completely... Did anyone hear me say that? Is that what it sounded like?
Okay, it kind of sounded...
I'm glad the good fans are here understanding what I'm just saying. All right, he's a submissionist. I got to watch out for submissions. So it's not like I can
Unless
have this
enjoy.
Guy. I mean, he does a ton of submissions. So it's not like someone's, you know, practicing different things. They're just trying to submit me. And that's the only thing we're watching, which is an everyday thing when we spar or train. They're always trying to submit me. So
okay,
it's nothing new that I have to watch out for.
But you still got to watch out for his hands. You're not going to take, you know, you're not going to have your hands dropped again, are you, this fight? Remember last time your hands were lower than John Dodson. Your hands were lower.
That's real low.
Your hands were lower than Charlie Sheen's T cell count.
Depends. Okay,
so that's real low. No blow.
No, man. We're focused for the fight. I will not indulge upon my game plan. But I will say that I'm 100% ready and I'm excited for the fight. I think that this would be probably. I mean, this is the toughest opponent that I've ever had. Not the most dangerous, but the toughest opponent, being a 19-2 guy and very slick submission. So I think I'm just going to go take his lunch money.
Now, why do they keep fighting you in Oklahoma? Do you like triple the black population every time you're there?
I guess I like make things even or something.
Are there any black people in the audience when you fight?
Yeah, my cousins and shit.
You know? They drove down from Chicago.
right, Texas. But no, I really didn't surf the crowd last time. I was kind of focused on the fight. And, you know, so. But fuck, I don't know. I want to fight in Cali, but they're doing same day weigh-ins now. So that shit ain't going to work.
Right.
So, oh, wow. Same day weigh-ins.
Though. Yeah. You would not be fighting.
I wouldn't be fighting at any day weigh-ins.
What? You got to be a weight?
I need a 7-year weigh-in extension.
Greg fights at a hangover weight.
That is true. That really is. That should be on my tombstone one day.
Hangover weight?
Greg fights at a hangover weight.
And Tyler, what's going on with you?
Had a good weekend. Had some good shows at the Ice House and the HaHa. I'm flying out tonight, actually, for another college gig. I'm doing that Erie, Pennsylvania gig. I just saw that they got 10 to 14 inches of snow tonight.
Wow.
And we're looking at a high of 9 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So nice.
I got that coming up at the end of the month.
Oh, geez.
Socks and flops.
Go back to Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good. It'll be fun. Bundle up. Go entertain some college kids. Be back.
By the way, I have a new pilot I'm shooting again next week with Big Boy.
Yeah.
Big boy nice. In the morning. Who's if you don't know, he's a big radio personality.
Talk about
he
moving,
used to be fat.
Talk now about moving fat. Weight classes. That dude went from shit. Like he went from like well, he was like 600 pounds or something. He was 500. He was really? Huge. He was
no, yeah, he was huge. He was yeah. big.
And, he got that lap band or whatever.
Yeah,
real nice guy. Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Just a real class act. So
what are you playing?
It's just like comedians. It's like kind of a combination of like Midnight and Wildin' Out, and like it's a you know comedian team versus comedian team. It's fun.
One of these shows is gonna hit for you.
I hope so.
I mean, not any of these two, but
you
one
keep
day,
swinging. You keep swinging.
One of you're these, gonna every hit time. One. Listen, if you're putting something together with comedians doing some shit, but also with this and that, Adam is in that show.
Hey, Greg, weren't you in the movie time. The Hottie and the Naughty?
I sure was.
With Paris Hilton.
Box office bomb. The Hottie and the Naughty. I believe we set the record for lowest opening gross. I swear to God, I think it was like $813.
Wow.
Was what this movie made nationwide.
You spent more on coke that week.
Well, there was the coke to enjoy the movie than the coke to heal the pain.
Now, what was now did you hang
that
out?
That was a lot more coke.
Did you hang out with Paris Hilton at all?
Of course.
How was that?
I had actually hung out with her before in New York, you know, when she wasn't the big media thing, and then I wound up in her movie out here.
Now did you hook up with her or no?
No, of course not.
Could you have?
You know, there was a point where I thought maybe I had a shot. Now, this is no joke. This is the thing. We're at the premiere
Everyone's
party.
Just laughing at you, by
we're
the
at the premiere. Hey, listen, I said I thought. Doesn't mean it was real. Okay,
but in my mind,
because I was coked up. We're at the premiere party, and I'm all coked up, and Paris is being super flirty with everybody. But there were like me and like 7 other much better looking guys hanging around. And it felt like last man standing. You know when you feel like if you're the last guy there, you're the guy that's going to get a shot at it.
So you left last week?
So, well, the problem was there was this other girl who was an immediate yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went with the immediate
And
yes.
She was like, come in my jacket.
Yeah. Wait, she was like, do you have any more of that coke?
No, but I mean, but you obviously, you were making Paris laugh.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She was already.
No, like, she's a great friend. She's super cool. I never.
When was the last time you talked to her?
It's been like 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, super close friend.
I didn't say super close.
You said great friend.
Great, well, I meant she's a great person.
Who's
who
a friend of
his.
She's a person who has great friends, it's not
I mean,
you.
Come on, I can't run in her circle. That's too expensive. I can't afford that. I can't even be on time for this podcast. And this shit's free.
All right. So let's talk about some fights that have been announced. Leslie Smith, our girl... You know, Leslie Smith, she did the co-host of the show with us. She's fighting Rin Nakai. Rin Nakai is this Asian girl who fought Misha Tate, who does like softcore porn. And she's kind of hot in a weird, chubby...
Wasn't she also in The Force Awakens?
No, she was not in The Force Awakens. But
Rin Nakai, it sounds like a...
But she's pretty strong. She's a strong girl. I think Leslie's got this all day, though. I think Leslie's got the size advantage, and I just think she'd take her apart.
Leslie's tough, man. She's not a small girl either. She's super tough.
Misha Tate said yesterday she presents different problems for Holly Holm than Ronda. And I agree with that.
Totally.
I think that Misha can win this fight. People are counting her out, But nobody, it's so funny. Everyone was saying that Holly Holm had no chance against Ronda Rousey. I mean, we weren't saying that, but everyone else, she was 10-1 underdog.
Yep.
And then she wins, and now all of a sudden, no one could fucking fight her.
She's unbeatable.
Now she's unbeatable. Which
the
is,
hype machine rolls on.
I think Misha could win. Holly has not fought a grappler yet. A grappler, like, they were very careful with her. They put her up against Stryker, who she was better than. But she hasn't fought anybody with a good double leg, which Misha has. Obviously, you need more than a good double leg to win a fight. But, you know, Robert Fallis is a really, really good coach. And I think Misha presents – I think it's a pretty good chance. I think Holly's going to win, but I think it'll go 5 rounds. Bubba?
Oh, man, it's such a hard fight to pick because of Misha's talent with grappling and – she saw how she's not going to do the Ronda thing. You know what I mean? There's already a recipe to how to get knocked out by Holly. Yeah. So pretty sure she won't follow that one. But there have been fighters that have given Holly a tougher time than the Ronda fight. So
everyone she's fought, actually.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I think it's going to be a very, very close fight. And I'm going to give, you know, Holly was cool. I met her at the MMA Awards. She was a really nice lady, woman, girl. But
huge arms. I mean, how big are arms?
She was ready to go.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? I wish that I showed up like she showed up. She's fighting a day later, and I'm just like, oh, man, am I in as good a shape as she is? But no, she looked great. But
wow, to make you think that normally.
Well, she wore a wonderful dress that showed off how well.
Would you rather bang Ronda or Holly?
Ronda.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with those arms?
Yeah.
Greg?
Going with Ronda.
I would say top half Ronda, bottom half Holly.
Yeah, you're not going to saw them apart, dude. You have to...
Listen, it's my fantasy. It's not coming true, whole or in half. So I'm going top half Ronda, bottom half Holly. Who's right with me on that? Anybody
Tyler?
Really? Like, all these guys are with me, I think. Thank you. Yeah. I got to... That, you know what that
these
means.
People are also seeing us on a fucking Thursday at 6. Okay, so listen. All right.
Way to go, guys. I love you for that. You troopers.
Yeah,
we don't have
guys
a lot of fans, but we have the best.
Yes,
fans.
That's right. Right. That's it. Yes. Tyler?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So Henry Cejudo said yesterday that if he beats Demetrius Johnson, which I think he will, he is the best combat sports athlete alive, being that he's the only guy in the UFC to win a gold medal currently. I think Kevin Jackson won a gold medal back in the day, but that was, you know, pre-existing times in the UFC. Mm-hmm. And now he beat who people say is the pound-for-pound champion in Demetrius Johnson. I think that's a good claim. I think he's right.
I don't think he's right. I do think it's a good claim. And if I was him, I'd probably say the very same thing. But it's... The year he won the man, it's bad for me to say.
Oh, here we go.
Some sour grapes.
All right, cool.
I mean, Cejudo's my boy. He's an Arizona guy. I when I was at Arizona State, I saw Cejudo a lot. But the year that he won the Olympics, it was a lack year. Very lack year.
A lack year in the Olympics.
Yes.
In the Olympics.
Yeah.
Come on. The 8 best wrestlers in the world that weight class, or what is it, 12?
He had a weak-ass weight class.
All right.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you the truth. You know what I mean? You want me to answer the question?
I do.
He had a weak weight class. He should have lost the match. He won it. But to me, it says a lot about guys who don't wrestle in college, because even the great Brand says the toughest tournament is Worlds and then the NCAA tournament. That's not including the
Olympics. Did Cejudo win the NCAAs?
No.
He never won it?
Never competed in it.
Oh, he never went to college? He went right to the Olympics?
I don't know.
Do they say?
Well, I know he didn't win nationals.
Do they say it's tougher because of the level of competition or because of the road to get there and the number of matches and all?
Because of the level of competition, the longevity of having to be consistently good or great.
Yeah.
You know, I think that has a lot to play with it. And also the fact that freestyle is, you know, just a much more lax time of season. Yeah. Then
Cejudo, you heard it here. Your medal is bullshit. Okay?
No. But listen. Before we go, give it back. He is an Olympic champion.
Hot take.
It is worth.
And I don't think that he'll beat Demetrius.
Do you think the Special Olympics are hard to win? Or I'm just kidding.
They're harder to get into. No.
But he's an Olympic champ, and he does have the right to say he's one of the toughest combatants of all time.
What?
Kind of thing.
Not of all time, but saying right now he's the most dominant.
No.
No. All right. Okay. All right.
I mean, he went to the Junior Worlds and didn't win it.
Okay. So who's more? If he meets DJ, who's the more dominant athlete in combat sports?
Shit, I can say Holly Holm is.
Because of boxing and
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor, but in all combat, but he's not crossing over. Yeah,
Conor gets smashed in another combat sport.
I mean, maybe Stephen Thompson, Wonderboy, he's 57-0 in kickboxing.
Yeah, he's dominant.
And now
57-0
in kickboxing.
He's dominant. Jesus Christ. At what point?
But I think you have to have two or three combats to, you know what I mean? Like, I think you got to have more than just, okay, I'm good in MMA and I'm good at, you know, I think.
So we're talking about like wrestling,
but there's a couple styles of no-gis
or something.
Yeah. I think you just got to have more than, you have to be dominant at everything.
Right.
Which Cejudo has definitely a good case for, you know what I mean? A really good case for, and he's a really good athlete. And I hope he does beat him, but I don't think he will.
Monday you say he was going to win. You say Cejudo was going to win.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm cutting weight. I changed my mind. I don't think Cejudo will win.
Are you still married? Because you were married on Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
That is for damn sure.
All right. Now, Ben Rothwell is taking on Junior Dos Anjos. That fight was announced. Man, this is a tough fight because Rothwell's been beating everybody.
Dos Santos.
Dos Santos. Yeah, Dos Santos. Junior Dos Santos, not Junior Dos Anjos. That's Rafael Dos Anjos. What's your name again? Like Juan Lee told us earlier, he does think that maybe Dos Santos is becoming almost like the heavyweight Diego Sanchez, where he's just taking so many punches. And he got knocked out his last fight by Overeem. And I think that Rothwell takes it. You, Greg?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Bubba?
I like Rothwell. I mean, I think it's going to be a good fight. But Rothwell's, there's something about him that, you know, I like his personality. And I like the way he fights. You know, he's not a, you know, a caveman meathead kind of bang him around. He actually is pretty strategic in the way
he's gotten better through the years.
And
He just beat somebody.
Yeah, he just
Josh beat Barnett.
Josh Barnett.
Oh right, that's right.
Submitted
him.
And before that, he beat Matt Mitrione.
Yeah, and he looked really great doing it. Yeah,
I think
hot.
He wins. I think he wins.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like there's a lot to be said sometimes for guys that are streaking. I mean, we just saw Stephen Thompson. Like, I think there's a lot to be said for guys that are on a streak. And
Noah Romero had the biggest streak, actually, literally. Pants. No, joking. Nobody was gonna
I think Rothwell's on the rise. I love Dos Santos. He seems like the nicest guy ever, but he has been in some wars. He's taken a lot of damage. Yeah. And
And he got a big ass head.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes for. And whenever I go into my weigh-ins, I always look at the dude's head. I'm not really looking at the guy's body. I'm looking at how big his head is.
Why is that?
Because it's an easy target. A lot of people don't understand. If you have a massive head, I'm going to ding that shit.
So you versus Tito, who wins?
I was going to say that.
I would knock Tito's out.
You would knock Tito Ortiz out?
Because he's dumb slow and his head is big as fuck.
Dude, he's 205. You see, he weighs you by 205 versus 145, 60 pounds. You think you could beat Tito Ortiz?
Well, he'd have to make 205 weight class, and then I could come in at, you know, 185.
You think, really, you could beat Tito Ortiz?
No. No. But if we had the ideal same weight, same everything, I would smash Tito.
If he was 145.
I would smash.
He would just be ahead at that point.
That's right. But no, Tito's a legend. Tito's a legend. And he's tough as hell, but he does got a big ass head.
And by the way, so your teammate, Emmanuel Newton, he says the reason he lost his last fight was he had sex 2 hours before.
That sounds right.
I told him not to do it. I told him not to do that.
He actually asked you, should I bang this chick?
No, but going up there, we were making sure that, you know, he doesn't slip into his old ways of banging chicks and doing all that stuff right before a fight.
So was he having sex on the during the walkout? Like, was he just fucking?
Basically.
So I mean, who was this chick? It's a random fan or just a girl?
This is his girl.
His girlfriend and now did you tell his girlfriend don't have sex with him? It's gonna be, and then what happened?
And then she had sex with him.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, that's what happened.
Wow.
I'm trying to be PG-13 here because these are people that I have to look in the face. You don't care about that with your questions, but these are people that I look in the face. When I go back to the gym, they're gonna be like, "Oh, really? What happened?"
Well, so he's going around telling people that he lost because he had sex 2 hours before,
which is true. I mean, I would say he lost that fight before the fight started, but it was amongst a bunch of things. You know, him having sex, him not being in the right mindset. I mean, there's a lot to it, but if he's going to give you one thing of.
Did he have the condom still on him during the fight?
I don't know. I don't know about I was not checking the man's penis. So I can tell you that
would be funny if you kicked a guy in the side so hard the condom shot out the leg of his shorts. Poof. Oh, that's a tough hit. We've seen guys lose a mouthpiece. I've never seen a condom come flying out of his shorts.
Are you wearing protection? Yes, I am.
Protect yourself at all times. Have been for over an hour.
I did see that. Someone tweeted at me.
How tough do you think that is for their relationship to him to publicly, not just privately, but publicly make a statement, honey, you blew this fight for me.
Well,
I lost this fight because of you. Because
you're sweet, sweet puss. Cost me this fight.
And their relationship, though, I think she probably knows that, you know what I mean? Like, the way that we were set up as far as coach and, you know, leaders of the team, you know, it's still a team thing. A lot of people think that, you know, MMA is this guy coming out of nowhere. A lot of times your team really does help you, you know, as far as, you know, cutting weight and advice and, have you seen this guy fight? Yeah, I saw this guy fight. You know, I think you should do this. I mean, you're getting every little bits from everyone. And then when it comes to your personal life, you know, it doesn't change, you know. Oh, what do you think about this car? I think you should buy
that car. So he was asking you guys, hey, should I have sex with my girlfriend?
And you're making him sound retarded. That's not what happened at all. It was just like a situation like, yo, make sure you're on your P's and Q's for this fight. Yeah, no. Like, listen, this is a big fight. It's a big tournament. It's a lot of big names. If you win this, it's going to be amazing.
He was on Pussy and Queeps.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, make sure you're smart. Make sure you're smart about it. Okay, yeah, I'm going to be smart. Okay, cool. And then after the fight, it's like, yo, where'd your legs go? Kind of lost them on the way out there.
How did he lose the fight?
He got submitted in the first round.
Yeah. He got finished twice that night.
Adam Hunter, ladies and gentlemen. Your Valentine's Day for the weekend.
So Mayhem Miller is supposedly in Italy fighting Luke Barnett in a thing called called Velator. VELATOR, Velator. Instead of Bellator, or Velator. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Are they related organizations?
No.
Oh,
but Luke is the champion of Velator. And I guess Mayhem has a contract. But Mayhem made a video saying he thinks he's fighting Josh Barnett. And he's like, I can't wait to fight Barnett. Josh Barnett, you're going down. I don't care how much you weigh. I'm going to kick your ass, Josh Barnett.
And that's not who he's fighting.
No, he's fighting Luke Barnett. So this is what's going on in Mayhem's world.
I'm still pissed that they named it Bellator.
Really?
Yes, that's ridiculous.
Really? Yeah, really? How are you going to try to jock our shit?
That's like the bag cereal of fight leagues. Rice Krispies? No, crispy rice. Well, we are.
It's like the GoBots. Remember the GoBots came out, the Transformers?
Not the Transformers, the GoBots.
Yeah, GoBots. Yeah. I had the GoBots. So,
single parent household.
So, yeah, he's fighting.
That was too deep. That was the one.
Oh, my God. Everybody literally was like, oh.
I think you guys are more upset about my GoBots than my car accident. Thank you guys very much. But look, I would love to see this fight, and I hope supposedly Mayhem got into a car accident last week, got another DUI, got arrested.
Mayhem's
again.
Crazy though. Mayhem's always ready to fight. So it's an interesting fight because he's fighting for free on the street against civilians all the time.
Right.
So to see him actually have an opponent is just like, you know, shit. He likes to fight. Well, I'm sure he's going to come to fight.
Do you think he's going to be trained? According to Jason Manley, other guys, they say he's actually been looking good in the gym. So hopefully he comes to fight. I think.
Shouts out to Manley. He's helped me for this fight camp.
He's really good, Jason Manley.
Yeah, he is.
Well, his last name ain't Manley for nothing.
So it's going to be a fight. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it happens. I think Mayhem needs to be in the cage because otherwise it's just his life is going to shit.
Where are they fighting?
Otherwise he's just a 85? Wild animal out of the cage.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, and I know that from experience.
Yeah.
Eddie Alvarez says there's a simple way to beat Conor McGregor. Eddie Alvarez said that all you basically have to do is wrestle him. Get him down, grapple, wrestle. Nobody wants to do it. Everyone wants to strike with him. But he has the way to do it, and he knows the way to beat Conor McGregor. Bubba, you being a pro fighter, is this true?
This is very true, but to say it and to do it are two different things, especially the way he moves and the way he hits you from far away. You can want to double leg him until he spin back kicks you in the face kind of thing. So, yeah, if you can follow the recipe that Chad Mendes had with gas tank and with training that style of, you know, because to grind like that is tough. So to wrestle and continue to hold and punch, it's a very taxing type of way of fight. But if you can complete the process of getting in, taking him down, and actually doing damage to him, then, yeah, I think.
You think you could beat Conor?
I do think I can beat Conor. A lot of people look at me crazy, but he's not getting up. You know, Mendes was tough for him, and you know, but I'll actually hurt you on the ground, and you're not getting up.
Would you be worried about the uppercuts?
No. I'm not worried about anything that Conor brings.
Nice.
Fine. I mean, I'm a confident guy, obviously. Can't be in this sport thinking that you're going to get your head knocked off. Yeah. So
you're out of your bleeding mind. I'm going to knock you all the way back down to Velator.
Really, Conor? Conor, you don't think Bubba could beat you?
Not on his best day. If he were 300 pounds heavier and 2 feet taller, he wouldn't stand a chance.
Have you ever had sex with a black girl, Conor?
Of course I have 3 of them stacked up. I call it a triple stuffario.
What the fuck is a triple stuffario?
That's me. I'm the fillin'. They're the 3 layers of black cookie.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Conor. Now, Bubba, you were saying that you would welcome a trash talking opponent like Conor, right?
Yeah, because I'm really good at trash talking. Now, you guys see me very calm and collected because I'm cutting weight and all this other good stuff. But as far as like a really good, you know, post conference, and I would have fun with that. Right. And like he says, if I'm fighting Conor, then the red panties are coming out, and my wife has some really nice red panties. So
nice.
The check would be great. And the red panties would come out, and I'd be very happy.
Would you ever let him get to the point where you were so angry that you would lose your game plan?
No, because I know half of his game plan is getting in your head. He gets in everybody's head. He's in RDA's head right now. Like, literally, the trash talking is to open up that sign, that source of weakness, and then don't go right in there and then beat you from the inside out.
Now, the one guy in your career, Brett
Metcalf. That's also his technique with the ladies.
The one guy, Brett Metcalf. Who beat you 8 times. I think he's number 1 in the world right now, wrestler. Mm-hmm. Number 1. Now, did he get in your head?
No, I think I was at that time I was a little bit young in my ways. So I would say my first 4 matches, I lost the match before I even got out there. And then after I started getting a losing record with him, it became more mental of, damn, why can't I beat this guy? I'm going to try to figure it out this way. I'm going to try to do this. And then some of those losses were just me trying to not wrestle the same way that I used to wrestle. You know, so. And then the other times he just waxed that ass. I had no answer for him. So I lost to him a number of different ways. Some of it was just immaturity. I was partying and having a good time, Penn State, you know.
Were you ever stoned during those matches?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Nice.
The NCAA does not have a statute of limitations. So,
Now, by the way, our intern CB Gold is missing. So if anybody
that
has,
girl stole him.
I don't know where he is, but if anybody sees CB Gold, let him know that we miss him, and to please come back.
You know where he's at.
Where?
He's at Tanya Evinger's polishing her dildos. I guarantee you that's where
You think
where
that's where he is?
That's where he is.
But she lives in Missouri.
I guarantee it. That's why we can't find him.
All right. Okay. All right.
Nobody checks Missouri.
All right. Now
you check
now,
all around it, Kansas, all
now, Greg,
the other. Nobody checks
now,
Missouri.
Now, Greg, let's say Carmen Electra. Who's like the hottest chick right now in the world? Who's the girl from
Setup question? His wife.
Who's like the blonde hair girl?
I was gonna say yeah.
Who's like the blonde chick, blonde hair girl that used to get caught with the Dougie?
Oh, with the big boobs.
Yeah.
What's her name?
The blonde hair girl that
she's in the war video game.
She did the Dougie and then she got famous. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Kate
Upton.
Let's say Kate Upton was like, Greg, I would have sex with you.
What if
now? What if Kate was like, Greg, I'd have sex with you, but I gotta stick a dildo up your ass? Would you let her?
I think that's a hard yes.
Why is it a hard yes?
Because it's Kate Upton, bro.
But even though there's a dildo up your ass?
Yeah. So until not another dude. Bubba. If you're a dude, you go, oh, but my boyfriend's got a fucking same time. Then I'd be like, fine, but no, all cameras go in a basket outside. Okay? And we're turning off the lights.
All right.
But you know, but just, you know, for Kate Upton, fuck yeah.
What if it's a big dildo?
I think I can handle it.
All right. Bubba?
Hell no.
Hell no? If you were single, okay, and Kate Upton was like, Bubba, listen, I want to have sex with you, but it has to be a dildo up your butt. What would you say?
Get your ass out of here. Hell no. Like, I'm a man's man. Ain't shit going up my ass.
All right.
You know, that's like...
I'd like to change my answer to his only.
Exit only.
Tyler?
No, thank
you. Not even a pinky. Like, no, just let me put... No, get your ass out of here.
A dildo, no. A pinky, maybe.
No.
I got it. Really?
Hell no.
All right. Yeah, I would have to say no, too.
Then where do you... Then where do you draw the line?
It's a good point. All right, hard no.
I draw the line at Kate Upton.
I draw the line and Greg snorts it. So, now, CM Punk is now...
Oh, he is a punk.
He is now...
Man. Is he hurt now or something?
He is out again. He's out of again.
How will MMA ever continue without CM Punk?
Now, I say CM now stands for cancel match. Okay?
Yeah,
because after all this, after Mickey Gall knocks out Michael Jackson...
You're supposed to win the lottery of MMA.
And Dana White creates a whole show where he travels the world trying to find a guy to fight CM Punk. Now he had a herniated disc and got surgery.
Had to have surgery.
Now,
I mean, how long ago did you know?
Yeah, right. Like, is that now, Bubba? You being a professional athlete, when you get a herniated disc, is it the next day you get surgery, or you know that for a while?
Well, I've never had a herniated disc, but I know people who have had them, and you know that for a while. You know what I mean? You know something's up where you won't be able to compete at your highest for a long time. You know what I mean? And it's. You probably can wait it off to get surgery, but you probably want to get it as soon as possible.
So him being 37 years old, or even 38, you know, at this point...
Yeah, he should just hang the shit up, dog. like, even when he comes out, right? Even when he comes out and starts fighting, and he's already 37. He's started late in a sport that continues to... I mean, every 6 months, the sport is different. Yeah. You know what I mean? Every 6 months, the sport is different.
We've what seen is he hanging up? He never actually had anything to hang up to begin with. I mean, he's
right. That's what I'm saying. He should just. I mean, he's already a paid man. What are you? I mean, and you're now tarnishing the whole "I'm the tough guy" coming from WWE to fight to really do this. Like, you're already tarnishing
this
that.
This is the
look.
Problem when you announce that you're in the UFC before having an amateur fight or having a pro fight.
Right.
I mean, it's just like you can't. You have to earn your way into the UFC. You can't just say, I'm a big wrestler, I'm in the UFC.
And there's fighters that are pissed that are like doing it. They've been doing it for a long time because they're taking 0-0 fighters and they're putting them in the UFC when that's like taking a guy who can catch the ball off the street and like, you know what, you're going to be wide receiver for Dallas. And they're like, I play in the NFL, but I've never caught a
fly. Yeah, but he actually might be better than some of the guys they have on the Cowboys.
Hey, yay, yay, yay. Cowboys had a tough year, but it's mostly due to injuries.
All right, okay.
But it's like you've never fought anyone in your life, and now you're in the UFC.
It's ridiculous.
And there's people that are in the UFC who aren't worth shit that can go out and make tons of money because they're in the UFC.
And you're also fighting.
And from fighters who.
And you're
who
also are taking. You're also getting rid of guys like Scott Jorgensen, getting rid of Danny Castillo's. I mean, these tough
Fitch.
Guys. John
Shields.
These are proven tough guys. They're always
right. Yeah, because he loses all the time.
He doesn't always lose. He's won once or twice. But no. He's won. Jorgensen's won a lot of fights, and he's a tough guy. And the fact that you're getting rid of him for a guy like Michael Jackson, okay, who comes on and then 30 seconds after his fight goes back to his job reporting for his website at Press Row. That really happened. I'm not even making that up.
I don't doubt it.
No, it happened. The guy went into the fight, got knocked out in 40 seconds, went back to his job commenting on other fights.
He did his own post-fight interview.
And if you don't think... So what did you think about that fight? Oh, man, it was tough. You come back next year? Nah, man, I'm done with this. I think what the UFC is doing and how they're doing it with... a multitude of things, like signing fighters who've never fought before, the whole Reebok deal. I think people in the industry of mixed martial arts are going to start saying, all right, enough with this. This is becoming where obviously you're monopolizing it, but there are true athletes and true fighters and true mixed martial artists who deserve the shot of your notoriety, and you're just playing the game for however you want it to be played. So eventually, when you're not of the people or not with the people, you become against the people, and that's the whole people who are supporting
you. Yeah, at the same time, which is why I think other organizations are good, like Bellator, WSOF, 1FC, Venator, or whatever the hell that is.
No,
you know?
Stop saying
okay,
that shit.
However,
don't even bring them up.
However, when you know you got Bellator having Kimbo versus Dada 50-50, and you have Ken Shamrock, who's 49, fighting Hoyce Gracie, who's 52, or whatever, it's vice versa. Right? Is it vice versa? Whatever it is.
But then would you rather see a guy who's fought 0-0 or two legends who have 60 years on age but 70 fights?
A guy 10-1 versus 11-0.
I'd rather see that.
Hey, let me ask you this, though. Are they, when it comes to Dada 5000, is he misspelling Dada or mispronouncing Dada?
I don't know, but people are saying Kimbo's going to kill him.
I think it's Dada 5000.
I think so, too.
It's Dada.
But people keep saying Dada.
Because they don't know
the,
how to.
Have you seen the documentary on it, though? I heard, no. It's, I heard it's real. You seen it?
I have seen it.
It's really good, I hear.
Yeah, it is really good. It's really entertaining. I mean, it's a, you know, you. It's filmed on your cell phone kind of thing, but you know, it's very entertaining, and it makes you want to see the fight. Like, you know, people don't know Dada 5000, and people don't, you know, people haven't seen Royce walk in years. Royce. Yeah. Fucking Gracie, okay? Yeah.
They haven't seen him. Royce in America. Right. In America, yeah, that,
you know, these are entertaining fights, whether you as a true MMA fan want to see them or not, they're still part of the culture. It's still MMA, and they're still going to fight, and it's still going to be.
And it's still better than seeing a guy like Michael.
I've been telling you, MMA is not a this thing that we do. MMA, it's not a sport. It's entertainment. It's combat entertainment.
I don't know.
It's combat entertainment. I'm in it.
All right.
Well, I mean, the same could be said about, you know, hockey or football or something. I mean, it's entertainment, but it is a sport. Sports is entertainment.
So now it just came out that Wanderlei Silva is going to appear at the Bellator 149 Fan Fest. It seems like Wanderlei, he'd be great for Bellator. I would love to see Wanderlei fight again. We just
signed Lieben.
Yeah, I don't know about that one though.
I love Chris Lieben,
but I think he's fighting for the wrong reasons. Which is, look, fighting
what, paying his rent.
Yes, he was in jail a couple months ago.
Then I need to leave now because. There are a lot of fighters fighting for the wrong reason.
That's right.
It's what true. Do you think we're fighting for?
Yeah, but when you see guys that like have been
pride, we're fighting for pride.
I love the way he whispers
that shit.
But Lieben's also taken a lot of shots, and he's also been hitting a lot, and he's had a lot of, been knocked out a lot. Yeah. So is Wanderlei, and when you see that happen, you're like, I don't want to see another Chris Benoit happen in MMA. Chris Benoit, who killed his family, killed his kids. And I think, you know, when you put guys in there who get concussion after concussion after concussion, you're opening that up to, like, something really bad happening because you're not thinking straight anymore.
Yeah, CTE.
I don't want to see that happen.
I agree with you, but you know, I'm happy Lieben came.
You're happy what?
I'm happy Lieben came over.
No, look, I'm going to watch it. You know,
yeah,
but
of course you are.
But it's just a matter of like I get nervous for these guys. You don't want to see that happening, right? Am I?
No, I agree. But I think Lieben's one of the guys. He's not one of those dudes who's 50 years old. I think he's still got some good fights in him. If he can get his personal life on track and his training on track, I think he can have some great fights in him.
He also peed on that guy's bed in the Ultimate Fighter 1, and that
gotta
wasn't
love that.
That wasn't very. Whose bed did he pee on?
He ain't CB Gold.
We need CB here.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man.
He misses one show, and you're already giving his job away. Talk about you miss him. Get out of here.
Tanya Evans, your return our intern.
By the way, CB gets some hot chicks, by the way.
CB be racking them up, dog.
Seriously.
He's got that psychotic, crazy white boy look to him.
Yeah. That feeling like, I better do it or he might kill me and my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be outside your house at 4 a.m. type shit.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, what was the most amount of girls you ever had in one night?
In one night? Four.
Four?
Yeah. And it was 1, 2, 3, 4.
You banged four girls
in
a row.
Four different girls.
When was this?
In college.
Wow.
I had one magical night.
The most surprising thing about the story is that you went to college.
Shit. If you went to college, I went to college.
Nice. Wait, four girls in a night?
Yeah, it was four girls in one night. Wow. I couldn't believe it either. It was quite a run.
I can't believe you
and then one of them, and the third one was a black girl.
Did they get successively better or successively worse?
It kind of, it peaked on number three and then went way down. Number four. Yeah, I was a little high, a little low, a little high.
I can't believe you disappointed four girls in one night.
It was like gold, silver, bronze, and then consolation bracket.
And then out of the stands.
And Bobby, what about you?
Dodgeball.
Oh, come on. By the way, you can't teach our guest dodgeball. Okay? The other night we had this girl, Shaney, on Monday. Beautiful girl.
No wonder I wasn't invited. Anytime there's a girl on the show, I'm not invited.
That's
Greg's going to be too aggressive with her.
You've been here for girls before.
Yes, and you until like recently when you shut me out of all female episodes.
No, but... Just so happened. So he's
just
teaching.
Right, he's liar. Why don't you admit the truth?
It's not the truth. He's
it's
teaching
the
her.
Truth. He told me.
I'm talking about Bubba right now. Is teaching guests fucking dodgeball. It's not cool.
It's
I'm going
amazing.
Out of my way to
it's
get
amazing.
People to come to the show, and then I go, hey, blah blah, blah, and you go. Hey, you could say dodgeball, and then you don't have to answer any questions.
Damn, did I sound like that?
No.
Hey, you could say dodgeball.
Okay.
Do you have to answer any questions?
You weren't just white; you were like, also had Down syndrome.
That's right.
Tyler, most of the girls you've had in one night?
I hooked up with my wife twice in one night, but she was wearing a wig the second time.
That's pretty hot.
And then Tyler was wearing a wig the third time.
What's your numbers?
Three at once. I would say three. But I didn't have sex with all
no,
three.
No, we're talking about like, okay.
Two having sex.
Is the
two.
Max for the whole night?
Yeah, two at the same time. Like, not like.
But over the course of the night, you've never done more than two in one night?
Yeah.
Wait, hang on.
I've had threesomes.
Three girls at one time.
But you didn't have sex with all three.
You just have one dick, right?
Yes. I have hands. I have a mouth.
There's a lot that can be done there,
yes.
Tyler Bowe.
I have cauliflower ear.
Those two are friends.
So,
got to get them where the girls are quite fond of each other.
Yep.
Really? Yeah. Well, yes and no. I find that
if you're the man, you're the man. But if you're not the man, you're gonna get pushed out.
Well, I find with threesomes, like, there's always one girl that's hotter than the other girl.
Yep.
And you always want to go for the one that's not as hot. Because if you go for the hot one, she's going to be like, oh, I'm a good friend, and call the whole thing off. Okay? But if you go for the one that's not as hot, the hot one gets...
Then we
somehow,
all have fun.
She gets thrown off, she gets insecure, and she wants to compete with the one that's not as hot, and then therefore you have all of them.
It's like a reality show. He's making competition. They're forming alliances.
Although one time one girl was like a 10 and one was a 1, and the girl was so disgusted that I hooked up with the 1, she was like, fuck this, and then I ended up with the 1.
What's a 1?
See the guy next to Bubba?
I'm a negative 3, so 4 up from there.
What's a 1?
No, she wasn't a 1. I mean, she was, you know,
very lower
she was
than
a 1.
10.
4. 3. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they're not really a 1. She was just she had a pretty face. She was just
okay.
Was just, you know.
Yeah.
She was just bigger.
You
ever see someone that, like, man, if they lost weight, they'd be so hot.
Absolutely.
And they do, and then they're not. And
I thought I was that person. I was like, I used to, seriously, in high school, I was like, I thought girls behind my back were like, Greg would be so cute if he just lost weight. And then I lost a bunch of weight. Turns out, just not that good looking.
You're a good looking guy. I've seen you with some hot chicks.
All personality.
Yeah, it's true. And they were all on
the lines. Sometimes that's what it's about.
It's also about the coke.
And a little dash of cocaine.
Now, have you cut that out?
Sweet stroop.
We tried talking to you. Have you cut out the cocaine?
Of course not. You act like I do it all the time. I like to joke about the cocaine. But I don't really... The sweet, sweet stroop for fans of the show. The sweet stroop.
Booger sugar.
But I don't really do it that often. You know that.
Right. You do it like
once a month. Yeah.
But then you say on, like, when you want to celebrate things.
Yeah. So I celebrate once a month.
But then,
unless I have a lot of road work, then maybe a couple times a month.
And then on Sundays during football?
Well, it was the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, you can't enjoy the Super Bowl without an 8-ball.
But what about the playoffs?
They practically go together.
But then the playoffs?
We no coke during the playoffs. Oh. I was actually watching those games.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
Wait, holy shit. Kevin Randleman died?
Who?
No fucking way. Someone says RIP Kevin Randleman. Please tell me that's not true. Fuck. I just saw him a month ago. Please tell me
that's probably what did it.
You're a dick, dude. That's not even funny, man.
He was like, look how far I've fallen.
No way. There's not
sitting there at Adam Hunter's show.
That's not funny, though. No way.
I don't mean to make jokes. I was making jokes about Adam, not about.
No way. Kevin Randleman. All right. Oh, fuck, man.
Is it true?
44 yes. years old.
How?
Fuck.
Heart attack.
I saw him like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, now I'm going to stop doing coke.
Fuck, man. There's no way.
All the real fans are into their phones.
Wow. If you guys
yeah,
know,
everyone's looking at it.
All the MMA fans are like, oh, this shit just got real.
Wow. If you guys know Kevin Randleman, he was a big friend of the show. Really, really good guy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make jokes. I was just...
Two-time UFC champion.
That sucks.
Three-time national champion. Great father.
Legend in the sport.
Great. I don't know if it's true or not. I really hope it's not true.
Could be a hoax.
They're saying he passed away at 44 years old. If that happened... Fuck. All right. Well, that sucks. That sorry, guys, if they came to the live show. The fucking, it's all your fault.
It's turned into a memorial.
No, well, if that really happened, R.I.P. Kevin Randleman. I saw him a couple weeks ago at my show, and the guy couldn't have been cooler.
I saw him on the Periscope.
Yeah, we did a Periscope, man. Fuck. Damn. That sucks.
Well, how do you want to end this thing? Edit that out.
Should we edit that out?
Yeah, that's no.
You
bit
damn
of a downer.
Right. You damn no. right.
Man, I was making
out.
Jokes because I thought we still needed to do that because we're MMA roasted. But I didn't really. At that point, I thought maybe it might be a hoax or whatever. But now it's turned into a huge downer. And to be honest, I feel like a dick. I feel like a huge dick about it now.
I think. No, we just address it and say to everybody out there, MMA fans, if you don't know Kevin Randleman, go back, watch some of his fights. He was an amazing fighter. He gave a lot to the sport. Thank you, Kevin, for amazing fights and being, I guess, paving the way for a lot of fighters. He fought in Pride and UFC.
Pride,
and
UFC, everything. Kevin Randleman was like probably the coolest fucking interview ever, too. He talked about wanting to like fight Tito Ortiz that day. How he wanted to kick Tito Ortiz's ass and was gonna the day that Tito actually called out Mark Coleman, he actually ran out of his house towards the MGM Grand to try to find him. Kevin Randleman was one of the coolest people and would give back so much. Great wrestling coach, great person.
Also, the original blonde black guy in MMA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
gotta count that his style was impeccable.
Impeccable. Could have been, was two-time champion. I mean, knocked out Crow Cop. Knocked out prime Crow Cop. And if you've ever seen him, if you've ever seen his throw against Fedor, one of the best back suplex throw I've ever seen in my life. Kevin Randleman, one of the original Hammer House guys, teammates with Tito, also teammates with Baroni and all those guys. Kevin is a legend. Spent time in prison. Or in jail, had a really, really hard life. Really hard life, but overcame it. And I saw him a couple weeks ago, and the guy couldn't have been cooler. Yeah, he was at my comedy show. Just cool as shit. 44. He battled staph infection twice. I probably had the worst staph I've ever seen in my life.
That's awful.
It was like a hole that just was...
Yeah, it eats out of you.
Eats out of you.
Staph is no joke.
Yeah, but his staph was... Oh, he almost died a couple times. He had an artificial hip. I mean, he's just... Kevin Randleman was a fighter. I don't know how he died, but Kevin Randleman, you are the man. And by the way, Greg Wilson was just kidding around. That's his nature. It's what comics do. When tragedy happens, we make a joke. So please don't fuck with Greg Wilson if you hear the podcast. He was just trying to be Greg Wilson.
Yeah, I was just trying to keep it light because we were still doing the thing. I certainly wasn't trying to in any way denigrate the reality.
He was saying it because it was me. He was making fun of me, which
that's
what Greg does. He shits on his friends that employ him.
It makes me feel better.
Yes. All right. Let's get back to this podcast because Kevin would have wanted us to laugh. That's what we do. Bubba.
So I throw it to the fighter.
Go to the black guy.
Bubba, your fight's what? How many days out?
25 days out.
Yeah, son!
So you're not having sex. Really? When was the last time?
About 7 days ago.
Wow. Now, did you load up? Was it like three times in a night, or you just said once and that's it?
Nah, I swing hard. Once the ball leaves the park. It's a home run.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Let me ask you something. So does that mean you're just...
I like that analogy. I got to write that one down.
You're just holding in all the juice? Or, like, do you have wet dreams during this time?
No, I don't have wet dreams. I have a lot of dreams where I'm fighting my opponent.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, just, I mean...
All that chi gets
the thing
up.
About it is, my... What you guys don't understand, maybe you do, but my complete focus is about hurting my next opponent.
Yeah.
So there's not a sexual, like, I'm not what I'm thinking. My daily thoughts are wake up, train, play with my son, focus on my opponent, cut some weight. Am I doing what I need to do to win? What is he doing? Should I be doing more? At no point is it like, oh, my chick looks hot, my wife looks good. And I'm thinking kill, 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 win, win, win. Because afterwards, that's when all those other thoughts come rushing back. You know what I mean?
How's your patience with your son? Do you notice you're more irritable?
Yeah, I'm definitely more irritable, but I only play with him when I know I want to play with him, yeah. Kind of thing. And it sounds horrible, but I don't want to be mean to my son when I'm cutting weight, when I really can't help other than, you know, him trying to build blocks, and I'm trying to build blocks with him. He's crushing my blocks. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to play this game.
Have you ever considered training in isolation to get ready for a fight, or would it be too hard to be away from the family?
No, I have done that before, and I didn't mind it, but this was at a time when my wife was I would say she was a couple months before having birth of my son, so it was more difficult because she'd be on the phone and she, you know, it was difficult because I wasn't there, and I didn't like the feeling of not being there. I'd rather be there and be sad and out of energy and nonchalant than to not be there at all. I mean, being there is being there. So, but I mean, I'm completely focused. So it's not like, man, I haven't had sex, man. Man, I haven't punched this guy in the face yet. That's what I'm thinking. We're fighting for my family's future. I'm fighting for pride. I'm fighting for, you know, I'm a prize
You should write
fighter.
A book called Kill, 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 Win, Win, Win.
I'm writing a book.
Like Are you it. Really?
Yeah, I'm right.
What's
book.
It called? Dodgeball, where you don't answer any questions?
It's just it's a blank journal.
It's 100 pages of nothing.
Kill my landlord.
It's called kill Silver and Gold.
It's called what?
Silver and Gold.
Silver and Gold?
Silver and Gold.
Nice.
It's coming out.
Nice.
I mean, you know,
those what
you don't drop an album. You don't drop an album before you're hot and before you know you're in these streets and people know about you. You got to... You know, you drop the album when you're hot. When you're fresh.
Now, did you do ask like him silver? And, you said silver and ball and gold were the color of his balls.
Those are the names of his balls.
What are the names of your balls?
Hairy and helpful.
So one's not hairy.
No, he's shaved, but he's very helpful.
Do you really shave one ball?
No, of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Do you shave your balls at all or no?
No.
Oh, it's just a mess.
I can't
down
get a razor near my balls. Now I'll trim my pubes, but I'm not going to shave my balls.
All right.
That's
sorry, ladies.
That's quite risky.
You get what you get. Okay, we got to wrap it up.
All right, this was the most uneven podcast I've ever had.
It was great.
You
know why this podcast was great?
Why?
Because of our great fans.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how a black guy ends it, with class.
We really do have the best. I want to dedicate this podcast to Kevin Ramelman. If he really did pass, it's not an internet hoax. He really passed away. Kevin, I don't know how you died, but I love you, man. And I'm gonna miss you. You were one of my favorite. You were my favorite person to interview. If you want to go back and listen to the Kevin Ramelman interviews, they are the most funniest. He was the most real person I've ever met in my life. And so, Kevin, man, rest in peace.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, bro.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., Kevin. Greg, what do you have coming up?
I'm going to be at the Comedy Spot headlining all VD weekend.
Where's the Comedy Spot?
In Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale. If you're in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, I'll be there this weekend, Friday through Sunday.
I partied on that trip a couple times.
Yeah.
Bubba, anything coming up?
Fight. March 4th, I'm looking to knock some heads off. A head off.
Kill, kill, kill. Win, win, win.
That's right. That's
Tyler?
Right. I got a college gig tomorrow night in Erie, Pennsylvania. And then when I get back, I guess next week, I got a show on the 18th at Agora Hills. And
you sound like a dude that's got a schedule out and ready to go.
Well, I always forget to plug the stuff I got going on. And then I'm like driving home like, why didn't I say that?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah. Cool. Tomorrow night, I will be at... I have two shows in Vegas. One at Planet Hollywood,
big time,
at 9 o'clock, and then the South Point Casino at 12:30.
All right,
love that show.
Two shows in Vegas. March 3rd, I will be in Vegas at the Stratosphere. So if you're going to UFC 196, the Conor fight, the Misha fight, come to my show. It'll be free if you text me or you hit me up on Twitter. I will get you comps. Okay, at the Stratosphere at the LA Comedy Club. I want to thank our sponsors, D-Cypher. They've recently raised the bar for management and professional sports. Their firm represents fighters, assisting with contract negotiations, public relations, managing your fan base, and obtaining sponsorship. Everything you need taken care of while training for your next fight. Not only do they provide next-level comprehensive management support, but they allow you to keep more money than any other agent or manager out there while offering one-on-one mental coaching to keep you primed for success. So fighters, get with D-Cypher. People, I'm telling you, they help with life coaching, mental coaching, contract negotiations, and personal advising. Call them up at 1-888-731-COACH. That's 1-888-731-2622. Use the code ROASTED for 10% off. Also, Bubba's company, Tip a Fighter.
Tip a Fighter.
Tip a Fighter.
Too many fighters are out there not getting paid. Bubba is an entrepreneur. So he came out and came up with this thing where you could actually tip fighters. You can give them money. When they fight and they entertain you, they like what they're doing, throw them $20. $100, $200.
You can do it now if you want to.
Absolutely.
Throw it up and we'll all take it.
It never closes.
Throw them your girlfriend. All right, listen. So tip a fighter. Tip a fighter. I want to thank Sideshow. And listen, everybody that came here, I can't thank you enough.
Appreciate it.
You guys are excellent. Thank you for coming up to see us.
Because without you, we have no podcast. So thank
even the
you.
Blonde lady that came super late.
And even the yes.
Well, who are you talking about late?
Thank you guys so much and enjoy your weekend.
I think
thank
she
you.
Said she was just looking for someplace to sit down.